Now listen to him in verse 15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood are the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You know, the more I know about Joshua, the better I like him. He has stood down through the years in the church in the shadow of Moses. So much so that we think that he's sort of a miniature Moses. But this man, Joshua, is a man of great stature. A man that God made no mistake in using this man. And we've seen several instances of that. He's an average man. But you know, God can use an average man. And this book shows that an average man that is dedicated to God can be mightily used of God. And so now he says to the nation Israel, and this is free will with a vengeance. He said, do you want to go back to the gods of your fathers, those pagan gods they served? Or do you want to serve the gods of the Amorites? They're all idolatrous. Now he says, you can choose, but as for me and my house, we made our choice. We're going to serve the Lord. My friend, this was a tremendous challenge, and I'd like to add that word to this chapter subject. It's the call to all the tribes of Israel. It's a challenge to all the tribes of Israel for consecration and consideration of their covenant with God. And the people, of course, noticed. They answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods, and God forbid that they should, because they did. For the Lord our God, he it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight. Now you'd think that these people would want to stay close to God and serve him. My friend, what about us today? It's easy to point our finger way back yonder, not quite 4,000 years, 3,500 years, and say, boy, weren't they a sorry lot? Weren't they failures? We'd never do that. What about us today? How close are we staying to the living and the true God? Now, Joshua again says in verse 20, if you forsake the Lord and serve strange gods, then he'll turn and do you hurt and consume you after that he hath done you good. The goodness of God. God has been so good to us. And yet we can go along in a lackadaisical manner and think we can do as we please. My friend, today God is a God of mercy and a God of love, a God of comfort, God of help. But I want to tell you, he's a God of judgment also. And the people here, though, in verse 21, they said unto Joshua, nay, but we'll serve the Lord. My, I tell you, they sound good, don't they? Now, verse 25. So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day and set them a statute and an ordinance in Shechem. And Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law of God, and took a great stone, set it up there under an oak that was by the sanctuary of the Lord. In other words, when he wrote this, it was put on the same scroll that the five books of Moses were on.